Perhaps the greatest treasure on this earth and one of the only things that will survive this life is human relationships, old friends. We are indeed rich if we have friends. Friends who have loved us through the problems, heartaches, and reversals of life. Deep, true, joyful friendships. Life is just too short and eternity too long to live without old friends.
Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. Now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Well, hello and thank you for once again inviting Rob back in your homes on this beautiful Sunday morning. And I would like to say that it is indeed a rich pleasure that we have old friends that we can gather here each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. in the morning and talk about something to believe in. Aren't you glad today you have something that you can believe in? That's Jesus Christ. All things the Bible said are possible to them that will believe. So I trust today that the broadcast is going to be a very rich blessing to you. As we get into our broadcast today, let's start with this song right here. Come on home, son. It's supper time.
Many years ago in days of childhood, I used to play till evening shadows come. Then winding down that old familiar pathway, I would hear my mother call at set of sun. Come home, come home, it's supper time. The fondest memories of my childhood were woven around supper time, when my mother used to call from the back steps of the old home place, come on home, son, it's supper time. The time has woven the realization of truth for me, and it's even more thrilling than that when it is when the Lord himself shall call from the portals of glory. Come on home, son, it's supper time. All God's children should be gathered around the throne of grace for the greatest supper time of them all. Come home, come home, it's supper time. The
great celebration that is being planned today, and there's a feeling of excitement in the air, and the final preparations are all now underway, and the guest of honor soon shall take his place.
Savior, oh, what a day when His glory we behold. My heart is thrilled to know that I'll be in the number when the crowning King of kings and Lord of lords
confided, reads like a page from history. The saints of all the ages will be on hand, and the singing of the ransom choir will entertain us there. We'll all rejoice at the merry supper of the Lamb.
Oh, what a day when we gather with the Savior. Oh, what a day when His glory we behold. My heart is thrilled to know that I'll be in the number when they crown Him King of Kings. Common flesh and bone, but I'll prove someday just what I say. I'm of a special kind. When He was on the cross, I was on His mind.
Sounds that I hear. from heaven's door. 'Cause lately I hear a sweet melody, and it sure sounds like angels to me.
And it sure
eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. And he that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father has sent me, I live by the Father. So he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is the bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat manna, and they are dead. But he that eateth this bread shall live forever. These things I say in the synagogue, as he taught in Capernaum. Many therefore of his disciples, when they heard this, said, "This is a hard saying. Who can hear it?" When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, "Doth this offend you? What? And if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before, is it spirit that is quickened? The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not." For Jesus knew from the very beginning who they were that believeth not, and who should betray him. And he said, "Therefore, I say unto you that no man come unto you except it were given unto him of my Father." From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus to the 12, "Would you also go away?" Then Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? for thou hast the words of eternal life. Father, your word for your people, all God's people said it. Amen. You may be seated. What is happening here in this passage of Scripture? Maybe the same thing that happens to every church and every born-again believer. That these were the followers or the disciples of Jesus Christ. But the Bible said there was something happening they did not understand. And that's one of the biggest problems in the Christian world today. We simply don't understand God, even though this was their teaching. An illustration, and I nearly brought it with me today, a boiled egg. Have you ever taken an egg and boiled it? I love boiled eggs. I eat them quite often. But there's something about that boiled egg, I just can't tell exactly when it's done. I boil the egg, I understand they say 3 minutes is poached eggs. But I watch the clock and I boil my egg and I boil my egg and I boil my egg. But all the time when I'm boiling that egg, I am wondering, when is it going to get done on the inside? You see, a mystery unveils right before my very eyes. I can't understand. I don't know when the egg is done. If I could only look inside of that egg, I could tell exactly the moment that it was done. But I can't. I cannot look inside of that egg. As a matter of fact, I can't look around corners. I can't look through that door right there. I do not know what's going on the other side of that door. I don't know what's going on the back side of that door. I don't know what's going on the back side of that door. If I could only look into the future, if I could look inside of the egg, I would not have to guess. I would understand exactly when it got done. But I can't do that. But God can. God can look inside the egg. He can look behind the door. He can look behind the wall. As a matter of fact, the Bible said His eyes run to and fro throughout the earth. The whole entire world. There is nothing hid from God. But it's so hard sometimes for us to understand that. They could not understand that. Let me tell you what an unknown speaker said one time. He said, I cannot for the life of me understand how that they could not understand what Jesus was saying. In this world of today, it is not confusion. But in that world, in that day, it was confusion for them to understand what He was really saying. And I'm finding today we're having the same problem. The biggest problem the church is having today, we just don't understand what God is trying to say. I think it was Randy that made the statement, find out what God is doing and get in on it. If we could only understand what God is trying to do, if we could only know the future, if we could only take the past, bring it into the present, so that we can know what is in the future. But we can't do that. Because the Bible said the secret things belong to God. Only the things that are revealed belong to me. Only the things I can see, the things I can feel. My five senses tells me that it's there. I can see it, I can feel it, I can taste it, I can smell it. Because my five senses are operating in my body. But I cannot see a lot of times or understand what's really going on. The only thing I do understand in my spiritual mentality that I got to remember that He is God, regardless of any circumstance, regardless of any situation. He is God. That's why did Jesus Christ said plain and very plain to those people, the bread that your fathers eat in the wilderness was manna. It fell from heaven. They ate it and they died. And then He goes on to say, but I am the bread of life. You eat this bread, you'll never die. And you know, that's hard to understand. It's hard to understand how we can eat of the flesh and drink of the blood and live.
but it's in the atonement. The Bible said without the shedding of blood, there would be no remission for sin. The blood sacrifice came many years before that. It was placed upon the lintels of the door. And the Israelites said when the angel came by, the death angel came by, and he said, when I see the blood, I will pass over them. And yet these people were so ignorant to the fact, they could not understand what was going on. But you know, sometimes when our burdens become so heavy that we just can't hardly carry them, we also want to quit on God. I mean, sometimes the load gets heavy, doesn't it? Sometimes we get weary in well-doing. Sometimes we get tired. Sometimes we struggle. Sometimes we just seem like we're rowing all the way upstream, and everybody else is dragging their feet. Don't tell me there's not a time you don't want to quit. There's a time you just want to throw up your hands and say, I quit. I can't go any farther. But is it that easy to quit on God? Is it that easy to quit on God? Well, let me give you some strength. In Isaiah chapter 40 in verse 31, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run, they shall not weary. They shall walk, and they shall not faint. That gives me strength. That gives me power. That gives me comfort.
If the storms of life have shattered all your hopes and plans, and the light upon the path you walk is dim, remember God still loves you, and He holds you in His hand. He invites you, cast your cares upon for your grief and sorrow. There's no reason to be down, no reason to believe you cannot win. Though you may not understand the storm within your soul, reach out in faith, cast your care upon Him.
Just reach out in faith, cast your care upon Him.
You know you searched in all directions, but the way is not safe. It seems that confusion and doubt, they seem to lie on every hand. God will not forsake you. He is your dearest friend, and He tells you, cast your care upon Him. He has borne your grief and sorrow. There's no reason to be down, no reason to be.
Well, many of you have asked about Martha's music, so I thought I'd just play those songs for you. And I want you to continue to pray for Martha and pray for me. I appreciate all the cards and letters I receive for my birthday, and we'll be headed into March. Now, we have an anniversary on the 8th. Martha and I will be married 58 years, and that's a long time. People don't make marriages last like that anymore, but we've been together 58 long years, and I certainly do miss her. And I know that you enjoy her music, so I thought I'd just take the first part of the broadcast and let you listen to her. And then we're going to let her do one more song for us, and I'll be back to close the broadcast. So this is one that says, "He Grew the Tree."
He molded and built a small lonely hill that he knew would be called Calvary. Then he made the sea that would grow to be thorns that would make his son bleed. Then he made the green stem, gave it leaves.
Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC 80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.